Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 91, Scene 2, The Sages Curse the Yadu Dynasty. Shukadeva Goswami said, "The sages Vishvamitra, Asita, Kanva, Durvasa, Bhrigu, Angira, Kashyapa, Vamadeva, Atri, and Vasistha, along with Narada and others, once performed fruitive rituals that award abundant pious results, bring great happiness, and take away the sins of Kali Yuga for the whole world by merely being recounted. The sages duly executed these rituals in the home of the chief of the Yadus, Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna. And after Lord Krishna, who was staying in Vasudeva's house as time personified, respectfully sent the sages off at the conclusion of the ceremonies, they went to the holy place called Pindaraka. And to that holy place, the young boys of the Yadu dynasty had brought Samba, son of Jambavati, and he was dressed in the garb of a woman. Playfully approaching the great sages gathered there, the boys grabbed hold of the sages' feet and impudently asked them with feigned humility, 'O learned brahmanas, this black-eyed pregnant woman has something to ask you, but she is too embarrassed to inquire for herself. She is just about to give birth and is very desirous of having a son. And since all of you are great sages with infallible vision, do tell us whether her child will be a boy or a girl.' Thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and thus told the boys, 'Fools, she will bear you an iron club, which will destroy your entire dynasty.' Upon hearing the curse of the sages, the terrified boys quickly uncovered the belly of Samba, and indeed they observed that therein was an iron club. The young men of the Yadu dynasty then spoke, 'Oh, what have we done? We are so unfortunate. And what will our family members say to us?' Speaking like this and being very disturbed, the boys returned to their homes, taking the club with them. The luster of their faces now completely faded, the Yadu boys brought the club into the royal assembly, and in the presence of all the Yadavas, they told King Ugrasena what had happened. Because of their shame and fear, the boys did not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. O King Parikshit, when the inhabitants of Dwaraka heard of the infallible curse of the Brahmanas, and when they saw the club, they were indeed astonished and distraught with fear. King Ugrasena was thinking that Samba and the others should not feel any shame or fear, and thus, without even consulting Sri Krishna, Ugrasena ordered the club to be ground to bits and thrown into the water, along with the small iron lump which remained, because Ugrasena considered it insignificant. After having the club ground into bits, the king of the Yadus, known as Ahuka or Ugrasena, personally threw the pieces, along with the remaining lump of iron, into the water of the ocean. But then, a certain fish swallowed the iron lump, and the bits of iron, carried back to the shore by the waves, implanted themselves there and grew into tall, sharp canes. The fish was caught in the ocean, along with other fish, in the net of a fisherman. The iron lump in the fish's stomach was taken by the hunter Jara, who fixed it as an arrowhead at the end of his shaft. Yet, knowing fully the significance of all of these events, the Supreme Lord Krishna, although capable of reversing the curse of the Brahmanas, did not wish to do so. Rather, in his form of time, Krishna gladly sanctioned all of these events. The following are notes on this section. The words aptakama mean that Krishna is always self-satisfied, and yet, in order to execute his transcendental pastimes, Krishna arranged to destroy his own dynasty for three specific purposes. Number one, to re-establish in the heavenly planets those demigods who had taken birth among the Yadus in order to assist him in his earthly pastimes. Number two, to re-establish his plenary Vishnu expansions in their abodes, such as Vaikuntha, Shvetadvipa, and Badarik Asram. And finally, number three, to remove himself from the vision of the material world along with his eternal associates.